Okay. Kumlan Abba Kamara. We're up to Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis in the bottom of the page. We're trying to work out all the measurements of the Mizbech, and we were trying to work out the height of the Mizbech. And based on that Pasuk, we got confused. So we're up to now the last part here. We said that it goes up and it goes in, it goes up, it goes in. It's three places that it goes in an Amma. So by the time you get to the Maroch, it's 26 by 26 Ammas. And we're trying to work out that the size of the Ammas, whether it's 5 Tvachim or 6 Tvachim, based on the Pasuk in Yecheskel. Says the Gemara, this is how we're going to do it. The Chit Tema, about 7 lines to the bottom. If you're going to say that Shit Menayu, the six Amas that are indented, so the Yisoy, the base, has an Amma going in on both sides. The Soiviv has an Amma going in on both sides. And the Keren has an Amma going in on both sides. So those additions, but that's not the essence of the Mizbech. So the essence of the Mizbech is the 26 Amas in between. So the 26 Amas inside Taka were an Amma of 6 Tvachim, but maybe these 6 Amas were Amas of 5 Tvachim. These first six, the molds that they made, they were only 5 tvachim. That's how you learn pshat in the pasuk, that each one of them was 5 tvachim. Not to do with the height, so the height works out perfectly halfway midpoint, and he can bend down the coin, can bend down further and squeeze there's 4 amas on top and 6 amas on the bottom. So it works out that, you know, the 5 amas, the chuta sikra is the 5 amas line. Perfect, he has an amas going down. So everything works out. So it's all rather in the horizontal rather than the vertical. The problem then is we have a problem horizontally. Im kein rav chol azor. If so, the azor itself, there's extra space that's unaccounted for. So you're taking away a whole amma. If you have 3 tvachim on one side and 3 tvachim on the other side, 6 tvachim, a whole amma is not accounted for. And yet every single amma is accounted for in the courtyard. What's the story? Now we learned. Kol azorah, how large was the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash? The length was meya ushmoinim v'sheva, 187. That was the length. That was east to west. Al roichiv on a width of the what do you call it? A meya v'shloishim on a width of 100 chamish on a width of 135. Mizrach lemaide from east to west was meya shmoinim v'sheva, 187. Let's work it out. Let's calculate. And this is what the Mishnah says. Mokum drisa ragli yisrael, where the Eden can walk, is achas esrei amma. Is 11 amas. That's where Eden walk. It's called Ezer Yisrael. Umokum drisa ragli koinim, then the next successive 11 amas, achas amas 11. So you have 22 ready. Hamizbech itself occupied space of shloishim v'shtayim. It was a square of 32. So 32 and 22 is 54. Bein ulum lizbech and ulum lizbech is esrei v'shtayim amas, 22. So 54 and 22 is 76. A hechel meya amma. The hechel itself was 100 amma, so therefore you have 176. And then you have another achas esrei amma behind the hechel, behind the kodashim, achay de beis hakepaitis. You have another 11. So that's 187. In case it gets very crowded, people would walk over there. But according to you, the mizbech was only 31. So we have an extra amma. Where's that amma? Was that accounted for at all?
It was 31 only in one direction.
No, it isn't. It's what you're talking about. Yeah.
Today's
Sadiq Ches.
Yeah, but we are on
Ches. Very good. You're on the ball.
And also, like, if you go and negotiate, it's the 16th in Yom Shishi.
No. 6. You are sharp like a razor today. That's right. Interesting. But there's space for the Yisoid there. So you have an amma that's not accounted for because you reduced the size of the ammas. That's irrelevant to this part here. Says the Gemara, Ella, I'll tell you pshat. Cheka amma, the first amma that you say is taka goiva. In other words, horizontally it was 32 ammas by 32 ammas, but vertically it was 5 tfachim. So the for your side was up 5 tfachim. Then, the Seidiv, so the Seidiv was 5 Tvachim. The Seid was only vertical, was 5 Tvachim, not the horizontal. The Seidiv horizontal was 5 Tvachim, so you lost 2 Tvachim on the Seidiv. The Keren, I don't care which way you go. You go vertical or horizontal. Let's say the grounding horizontal part of the Keren, let's assume. It's the worst case scenario, it's also 5 tvachim. So what did we lose now? 4 tvachim. Because the Yisoid remains intact, remains 6 tvachim. You lost 2 tvachim from the Seidiv. You lost 2 tvachim from the Keren, that's 4 tvachim. We only calculate complete Amas. We don't calculate fractions. So therefore, before we had 6 tvachim missing, which is an entire Amma. Can't be. It's unaccounted for. Now we're only missing four tvachim. We don't count the fractions. So it doesn't bother us. Even though it's more than half, it doesn't bother us.
So was he saying that
the keren vertical was five tvachim. Horizontal, we don't care whichever way it was. If it was six tvachim, there's definitely no problem. Even if it was horizontal, so you lost another two tvachim, it's only five tvachim, doesn't matter. The total then that you lost is four tvachim, it's a fraction, it doesn't concern us. Now let's look at the height. This is the start of the whole problem. So how high is the Mizbeach now? So now we're saying the Mizbeach had lost two tvachim. Because this, we're saying that the keren and the yisoid on the bottom was only five tvachim high. And the keren was only five tvachim. So we lost two tvachim on the total amount. How high was the time is Mizbeach? 10 amos. So if it's 10 amos, what do we have now? We have 8 amos of 6 and 2 amos of 5, which is a total of 58. So you have 58 tvachim. If you do the chuta sikra, 58 tvachim, midpoint is 29 tvachim. The kohen stood on the seiviv. How high was the seiviv? Was reduced by 3 amos of the wall of 6 tvachim, which is 18 tvachim, and 5 tvachim is 23. So the seiviv was 23 tvachim from the apex of the Mizbeach. If he can bend down an amma, is 6 tvachim. 23 plus 6 is 29. It's exactly the midway point. So now everything works out. Says the Gemara. He's walking on the side. It's a bird. Talking about a bird that he shechted and he squeezes. So he bent down. And that's pretty hard to do, by the way, to bend down. I don't know, what was he holding on? No rails. He bent down an amma. He's standing on this thing, and he was squeezing against the wall. Had to be a pretty good. Yeah, but you have to bend down an amma. You have to crouch and you have to skid heights because you were 6 amas high. 6 amas high. People, you get a little vertigo there.
Put a form on the ground and they fill the space and then they.
Yeah. So now the more basic calculation. Fifty-eight. What's half of the point? Esvetisha. So the chut is equal to 29. Mikron is about to say we come have eset losa. You count from the tip, from the horns until the three lines from the top. The seiviv is a total of 23. You have 3 amas of 6 is 18, and then you have 5 tvachim. The keren is 23. So from there to get to the midpoint of the sikra is another 6 tvachim. It's perfect. The Tanan we learned imosa lemata maragla fil amach sheda exactly an amach kosher. Take it, I'm going to prove it to you. So what we're doing now is, till now we always assume that whatever happened to the Yisoid happened to the Seiviv, happened to the Keren. So we learned that if it's talking about vertical, then all three were vertical, five tvachim. If it's talking about the horizontal, then all three were five tvachim. Now suddenly you're changing it all around. You're saying that the Yisoid is vertical, five tvachim, and the Seiviv is horizontal, five tvachim. In fact, that's the only pshat. Take it, I'm approved to you, the pasuk changes his lashon. It says, which we say vertical, and then it says, by the regard of seva ama, if both are exactly the same, use the same word. And another cheka ama. Why does it change to reichiv, which is depth? Shema mino, zaraya, it's different kinds of, this is vertical, this is horizontal. Says the Gemara, the kama ama beinis. So you're saying this is an average amma. How much is an average amma? So that's 5 tvachim. So what's an average amma? Amra yechana 6 tvachim, 6 tvachim. Amra yechana 6 tvachim. Amra yechana 6 tvachim. We just learned yes, 2 days ago in the Gemara. The shulchan orka. How long was the table? Shneim osar 12 tvachim. How long was the table? The trader says 2 ammas. And he said it's 12 tvachim. So clearly what does he say? How much is an amma? Each amma? 6 tvachim. The rach v'shisha. And the table was 2 ammas long and 1 amma wide. And he said it was 12 by 6. Clear. I'm asking now group questions. You tell me that's called an average amma. And then we know there's a miniature amma. So if it's an average, that means there must be something bigger than a six tvachim. What kind of amma is larger than a six tvachim? Actually,
when they talk about Shabbos, about 10 tvachim
Shabbos, it's always six tvachim. But we actually learn.
The Gemara doesn't ask the Gemara according to Rabbi Yehuda. Somebody says that tvachim is not six. Then what are you going to say again? Explain Shabbos. Is a machlokes? So how much the tefach was for the oven, isn't it? Was it six or five?
Yeah, but we said Rabbi Yehuda agrees on Meir that all amas are six tvachim. The only time he argues is the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash. That's all he argues. But we did have something else. We had amos sheichikus. We have tefachim shechikis and tefachim mitzumtzumis. In tefach itself, or six tefachim, you can have the thumb inside or the thumb outside. There's different kinds, which more here doesn't go into. So I guess by saying amma bein the six tefachim, whatever, regardless of what the six tefachim is, there must be a larger, must be an amma that's larger than the six tefachim, greater than six tefachim. What's that? In yes, because but now we learned Shtei Amas Hayu B'Shushan HaBira. There were two measuring yards in Shushan HaBira. Shushan HaBira was actually they built like a structure that looked like Shushan HaBira. I'm not exactly sure what it looked like. I mean, I have all these pictures, but I don't know if that's right. And on the top of the front gate, when you walk into the base of the Midrash, on the eastern wall, they had a Shushan HaBira. And on each side, they had a measuring stick, a yardstick sitting there. Achaz HaKedem Mizrachi Tzvainis. Yeah, but that's what it is, like a structure, metal structure, like, what do they call these things? When they build these metal structures in front of buildings, you know, as a, whatever it's called.
So it must have been engraved.
Not on the walls, on top of the wall.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, but whatever it is, they had pictures of Shushan.
So yeah, I'm saying, good.
Into the metal must have
been either that or the metal itself was chiseled out in a way that looked like a bunch of houses. When you drive on the Princess Freeway, and going onto the Western Ring Road, they built something like that, a bunch of houses that look like a metal structure. I don't know if you ever saw.
So yeah, very, very thin.
Yeah, very thin of metal. So they had one stick on Kerem Mizrachit Tzvayin in the northeast corner, on the southeast corner. You walk into the base of Migdash on the eastern wall, and that's the entrance, the east, you're coming through the east, so on the right side and the left side. Shalkedem is on the north side, which is the right. You say that Shemoshe Chatzi Ezba was 6 tefachim and a half a finger. Shalkedem Mizrachi Zrayim is on the south side. Hoisi Seidel Chatzi Ezba was another half a finger. So in other words, it was 6 tefachim and a full finger. Nimtzas Yisaidel Shemoshe Ezba was a full finger. V'lama Amar Achid Devatana. Why do you need two measurings and more? Kedeshi Umnin Neitlin Bektana Machzim Begdeila. When the tradesmen they negotiated the Beis Hamikdash to build things, they always worked on Amos of 6 tefachim. They charge them, you know, they charge them whatever 6 tefachim. But when they paid, when they actually built it, they used, there were more, certain largesse there. They used amas, which was a bit more generous, so they shouldn't chas v'shalom in any way skimp and steal from the base of Midrash, because they got paid for 6 tefachim. If you didn't get exact right and you were a little bit less than 6 tefachim, you stole, you took extra money. So this way you use larger measurements when you built it so that you don't steal from the base of Midrash.
That's right.
Exactly. That's along those lines, but not that ratio. That's a bit. That's 8.5%. Kadesh lo yavoyu l'day mi'ilu. Shouldn't come to stealing. But Tadilamalisa, why one with a half a finger, one with a full finger? Chodel kasadov. When they came to build things out of gold and silver, which is very expensive, you're not going to make them an extra finger. A half finger is enough. The chodel bin you understand buildings was a full finger. Tanah we learned. Shadi mizich olav Shushan HaBira Tzura. They had an image of Shushan HaBira. My time. Why did they have an image of Shushan HaBira? In this is talking about the second base of English. Why did they have a picture of Shushan HaBira? Rav Chizda and Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdima. Very interesting. Chadom mekdei sheyedu mehechem bo. They should know where they came from. So Rashi says that the idea is that they should know that they were that somehow or another Shushan was nice to them because Kodesh let them build base of English and so on, and they should thank the government. Others say that you should always remember we were once in Golus and therefore they should do tshuva. They should never do what they did there.
Rambam says a bit. Rambam, Chodesh Lachem Rosh Kodoshim. Why do we use the bubble?
Yeah.
Things to remind us that we were in the bubble.
And why should remember? It actually says to give them haidah. Mm-hmm. Others say to remember that because of our Vedas we were in Golus and we shouldn't do them again.
But here with the Mass, I think Rambam would say it's a shvach to Rabbeinu Shimon.
To Rabbeinu Shimon, but not to bubble.
No.
Rashi says here to give haidah, the yitnu haidah lemalchus shaitzir misham. What are you thinking? What did they do so nice? What did Shushan do so nice? The only thing is that Kodesh allowed them to go back to Yisrael and build the base of Midrash. So to show the gratitude, they built an image of Shushan. We can't do images of people because that's Avodah Zarah. Or Andratia. The Chadam one says, they should always remember that they're under the governorship of Shushan and they should behave. Let them always fear the government. It says, all of the servants should come down to me, and bow down to me. To say, no, it's a said to Paddy, I'm telling you, you'll be Makas Bechidus, and all your servants will come running to me and ask me to leave. The truth of the matter is, Paddy himself came running, but he didn't want to insult Paddy, so nobody always respected the king. So when we say over here, Amos Malchus Alain, we don't mean fear, we mean respect. They didn't say to Paddy directly. The Friedrich Rebbe during World War II, he used to say a Mishaberach for the government because he says, you know, you have to have Amos Malchus at the time of war, especially. And it says the pasuk V'yad Hashem Hoyse Eliyo that Eliyo when he saw Achav traveling on his own he girded his loins he himself ran before Achav's horses. So you see, even though Achav was a terrible rasha and he tried to kill Eliyo and so on, yet Eliyahu gave him kavod.
It's interesting that I'm bringing the Mishnah from Pirkei Avos to be
misspelled. Well, my, yeah. Molei Chaim, Isha Chaim, Bram Loi. But this is different. This is a different word. That's mitzad society. Here, mitzad haidah to the government for doing good things to the Jews. Then it says, exactly. It says Moshe will come, there'll be water coming out of the base of Mikdash, and it'll be the most beautiful fruits, and also the leaves will be used for medicine. What does that have to do with anything? Only because the same people. That all the people are mutual, they have to speak again. All the women are barren, will be able to bear children. In fact, they say clearly, that they'll be able to conceive. It says impossible. The soil is, we take, the lachma ponim. Take this flower of Avisa, it says you make two rows. If the light number would not have spelled out Sheish, the Pasuk says that you should take Sheish, says in Pasuk, you should take Shtai Marachas, Sheish Hamarachas. Each Marachas should be six. If we wouldn't have said six, I would say, no, Achash Lab, Achash Shemayna. Why can't you have one row of four, one row of eight? The Kachnema Sheish, it spells out six each. Vilayneme Shtai Marachas, two rows. And then it says Sheish Marachas, six a row. Vilayneme would not have spelled out in the Pasuk before Shtai Messiah, a total of 12. You know what I would learn? I would learn Sholish Sheish. I would learn Shtai Marachas, two rows of six. And then Sheish Marachas, another row of six. The Kachnema Shtai Messiah. We'll never say Messiah, Chalos, Umarach, it would have said 12 Chalos, Umarach, and it would not say Shtaim, 2, Vishesh, and 6. The Emma, Shlesh, Shalab, Abba, would have said 3, or 4, and 4. The Kachem Shtayim, the two rows of Vishesh, each one of 6. Ha'achla, Yem, the Gimel, Kreslol, Lemadnu, and before we had these three different Psukim spelling, we would not know exactly what to do. Ha'ketzes, what do we do? Nois and Shtaim, Arach, two rows of Shesh, Vim Nocha, Nos, and Achash, Shalab, Abach, Shmoy, Takala, Yotzim. Freddy was saying, Mother, what about Shtaim, Shesheva, Sheva? You're supposed to do two rows of 6, and two rows of 7. Rabbi Oimer is still all right. Royin is still Yoina Kila Eina. Even though you shouldn't have done it, if you did it, it's still kosher. Yes, you're not glum. He took it away. The Habina and Ferimara, but we have to. We put the Levoina Zaka. He put it directly on the bread. Vinosata Al placed the Levoina. He paid the Bezichin directly on the Lechem Pani. But you have it on the seventh row, which is not part of it. Rabbi Litame. Rabbi is consistent with this view we already had before. The Amar who says Al is besamach means next to adjoining, so it doesn't matter if it's happened the seventh one. Aye, the Tanya, Rabbi Yemi Venasata Al Amarech Levoin Zaka Al besamach next to it doesn't be sitting atop of the thing. Could be even atop of the seventh, which is next to the sixth. Adroim Al besamach in Al Mamad. Maybe it has to be mamash directly on it. Kishoyim Vesachoyse Al Oren Esaparechi should cover the atop of the Oren, the curtain. The curtain was not on top of the Oren. The curtain was a divider between the Kodesh Hakadoshim and the Kodesh in the second base of Midrash, or even the first base of Midrash was just there for Tznius, whatever. So what are you telling me? Alaorn, Avim Al Basamach means next to it. Kol Hakeshu Migdish, all the came the Migdish.
So in other words, that if you put a second row there, that second row just now doesn't exist. It's not a chatzitza.
That's a second row. A seventh.
Seventh.
Yeah. It's not a chatzitza. Teisa has a question, but it has to be within 12 tefachim or within 15. We have two opinions. The Yehuda Meir. So he answers that the seventh row was pressed into. Remember, there was a big cavity here. So the seventh row was pressed into the sixth, and the bezichin was inside the seventh. So even though the problem is chatzitza, but it was not above the 12th tefachim or 15th tefachim. So right, we looked in the Mishnah that all the kelim in the base of Migdash were in the length of the base. The length of the base of Migdash is east to west. You walked in the base of Migdash, it was you were east and you went to the west. So. Right, and the width was north to south. All the kelim of Midrash were in the direction of east to west, length. Says the Gemara, all the kelim of Midrash, their length was equal to the length of the Midrash was a square. But all the other kelim were the length, except the Aron. Chutz me'Aron, the Aron in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it was 2.5 hours long, was not the length to the length of the room, you know, it was north to south. It's actually the width was, east to west. The width was east to west. Why? We'll see in a minute. The length of the Aron was to the width, was to north to south. That's right. The Amudim were always put on the narrower side. To the wider side, the Kohen could stand in between. Exactly. And why do we say that? Because the Kohen had to be able to, two Kohen had to be able to stand in between, and therefore you need more space. So therefore the Abadim were on the width of the Aron. and so the width was the was east to west. And the Gemara explains that right now. So the Gemara said the Mishnah, that's how it was, and that's how the Badim were as well. My comma, what does the Badim have to do with anything? How come? Kachay Munach made the Badav. How do we know that? Since the Badim. Because the Badim were in the length of the, you know, were east to west, and the length of the room, therefore, it had to be, the width of the Aron had to be the length of the room. In Badim and on, how do you know that these poles were that way? The Tanya learned, Vayarichu HaBadim, unless happened that the Badim, they built the Badim a certain measurement, and they expanded. The room was full of Nisim. The Aron didn't take up any space, even though it, the Tanya gave his dimensions. And the Badim extended by itself. I would have thought, well, they still didn't come. You know, the room was 20 amas long. I would have thought that, and the Odin was an epicenter of the room. So, okay, it extended a bit, but it wouldn't be poking out of the room. It says in Pasik, everyone saw, they saw the Rosh HaBadim, they saw the tip of the Badim. So then you would think, would rip through the Pareches. The yaitzin and protrude. Tamalayme lo yiro achutzah. You cannot see. Now, where was the pareches in the first? Why would you think it ripped through?
How many? What do you call? What strands? How many strands did you have in all this?
Like 16. Remember we had that? Yeah.
Yes, that's it. It was very thick, and still they're still concerned that they would make a hole.
Ripped through, I guess, over time. Remember, it was long. So we're saying over here, we're talking about the first base of Mikdash. It was a wall there. The second base of Mikdash, first base of Mikdash, Amatraxin. The second base of Mikdash had these two curtains. When we're not talking about the second base of Mishnah, Rashi says, because there was no Arun. It must be the first base of Mishnah. There was a wall there. But in the wall, they had a window with a curtain covering it for sneeze. You shouldn't see inside. And we're talking about that curtain poking through.
Where was the doorway for the Kohen Gadol to go in?
But the doorway was a door. It was not a curtain.
So the doorway wasn't necessarily mamish. Because the other was mamish in the middle.
Yeah, the door could have been on the right side. Tamalim, you shouldn't see how to work. Doichkin ubaltin bepareches, the taka was poking out. The doimin kimishnei dode isha. This is amazing. The Gemara should use that as a metaphor. But it was sticking, that it was sticking out the poles. You saw the curtain and you saw two things protruding, but you couldn't see that it was poles. Shenamat said, Sroid hamoi doidly, my close friend to me, ben shaddai yalin. So what? I rest there between the shaddaim. Okay, uminala and the badya of lepusta. Now, how do you know that that these poles were actually on the width of the Aron, maybe the length of the Aron? Dilma la orked Aron have yes. I'm Rav Yehuda that we just said tre gavre by masapalgal and mystically. The width of the Aron was 1.5 amas. So if that the poles were in the length of the Aron, so the width of the two kohenim had to stand in that narrow area of 1.5 amas, which is impossible. Every person needs a minimum of an amma, I guess an amma and a quarter, to also extend the hand. So therefore, it had to be the other way around. Who told you the tuk? Maybe there's only one kohen standing there on each end. But it says the pasuk. The chesiv it says v'nosu hakahosim. That's two. That's three. And then it says the pasuk continues noisei hamigdash. Another two. Those are carried the migdash. Nami tre. So there are four people: two in the back and two in the front. Talk about bilant. Asara shulchanos asa shloim hamelech made 10 shulchanos. Shenema, it says in pasuk, vayah shulchanos asara, he made 10 shulchanos because he ain't on these makom hashidus. It was very lavish. He built 10 tables, exact replicas of the shulchan, in the sense that they were the same measurements, the same size, and everything else. Is machlekes if they actually ever put lech, if these tables were ever used. I never saw the machlekes regarding the menedah, but regarding the shulchanis, there's a machlekes if they actually ever used it or not. But yeah, shulchanis, I saw they made 10 tables. Vayonach behechel, place in hechel, chamisha meyamin, 5 on the right, chamisha 5 on the left. Now, if you learn pshat, he'll have, 11 original moshes, they still had moshes, and plus 10. And now, right and left can be learned that there's a door, you know, right in the center of the room is a door. So 5 on the right of the door, 5 on the left of the door would be a problem. Because we know that the shulchan had to all be on the north side of the room, which means that even Shlomo HaMelech Shulchanus, if he's making Shulchanus, had to follow the laws of Shulchan, because otherwise it's a problem. Moshe can do whatever he wants. That he did do some things like the Shulchan, so they wanted all to be in the same place as the Shulchan. 5 on the right side of the door, and 5 on the left of Pesach. He came to the Shulchan B'doron. It comes out of the tables. 5 of them were on the south side of the room. Right, from north to south. From the table had to be on the north side of the room. Elisha Moshe be'emtza. Moshe means that no, we're talking regarding not relating to the door, but relating to Moshe. Moshe was in the center. Five were on the right of Moshe's table, and five were on the left of Moshe's table. And soon we'll make along the northern side of the room. We'll soon make a whole computation, see how that works. In your own home, you're not allowed to. But he did this so the covenant of the Beis Hamikdash. And we don't know necessarily he made exact copies of the shulchan, but he followed some of the din. If they put lechem upon him on his shulchan, they had to be exactly the same. Same thing is esem menoidas also shleim 10 menoidas shleim made. You can see here the picture of menoidas. You see that Ashko b'shumayim will never make a picture like the Rebbe, because you know, as they would never do it, because the Rebbe said it should be diagonal. I read over there the thing that they're saying that even though the Rambam made the picture, maybe it wasn't the Rambam. So they're happier with Titus's picture on the arch. I mean, you just hear the chutzpah. They're happy with Titus's picture. Okay, could be okay, but that's something totally different. But we have Rashi and the Rambam both. Rashi clearly says Balachsen and Chumash, which means straight lines, and the Rambam drew a picture of himself. Titus's ones are the 10 that Shlomo Melech made. Shlomo Melech made 10 Menoidos. Nowhere does it say that he made, it doesn't say, I haven't seen any of the Shoyim say that they actually ever used his Menoidos, his thing. And therefore, imagine there were 11 Menoidos there, and they're all made out of gold. He took all Shlomo's Menoidos, and they made pictures of the Eden carrying the Menoidos.
Mosaics or falls from that time.
But Shlomo made 10. 10 Menoidos Shlomo made. Shlomo Zav Eser Kimishpat, he made 10. But in fact, we say in Alan Nisim, it liquid native the Chatzik Checha. Everyone wants to know what native the Chatzik Checha.
Well, first of all,
so they say, Shlomo is never native. That's what they think Chav Sefer says. Yeah, but how can you light the Menorah outside?
Yeah, so
which Menorah were they talking about? Niklu Neda b'chatzik hachecha is not the Menorah. The Menorah. You're not allowed. They had a long stick. The Ram says that a long stick. Mashal took it. They had a long stick and they were able to light. But Vayam Neda Hazav as Kemishpa, he made the Menorahs. Same thing. Five on the right of the door, left of the door. You came with the Menorahs on the north side. But Torah says that the Menorah has to be up at the Shulchan on the south side. How can you have five on the right side of the door? Moshe in the middle. He had five on the right and five on the left. The room was pretty crowded. You had 11 tables. The whole room was not. The whole room was 20 amos wide and 40 amos long. Okay, so that's all it is. And you had 11 tables on the right side. You had 11 menorahs on the left side. You had a mizbeach hazav. It was a very busy room. Tani Chada, in one place we learned that it was in the midsection and north of that. Sorry, and towards the west, towards the Kodesh Rosh, and that's where everything was, in the middle of the room. But Tani Chada, Mishlisha Baisel, it was a third way in the room. How can that be? Is it machlekes or lekasha? Mar kochoshe beis kochia kadoshim bahad hechel. One of them. Okay, the hechel itself was 40 amos east to west, and the kodesh kadoshim was 20 amos east to west. If you combine the two, it's 60 amos. If you combine the two, the room itself was 40 amos, and they only did it from 20 and onwards. If you only focus on the hechel, it's the midpoint. If you combine the two rooms together, 60 amos, but you started from amma number 20, it's a third of the room. That's why one b'raisa counts it as a third, and one b'raisa counts it as a half, but they're talking about the same thing. Ma loika chashi beis kadoshim bahad hechel, and one does. Tell them what we learned. Okay, here's a big machleik. Now we're going to compute how these tables sat in the room. Hal kop. Tell them what we learned. Mizrach u'mayrev ha'yimanachin. That all of the tables were from east to west. So when you walk in the length of the room. The room was 40 amos long. You have to have pictures to visualize this. The room was 40 amos long and 20 amos wide. East to west was 40. North to south was 20. So Rebbe says, how are the tables lined up? Well, you walked into the room on your right side, the length. The table was like a Fabrengen. It was all one after another, after another, after another. That's the Rebbe. Rabbi Lazar B'Shima says, no. When you walked in the room, they were this way. They were in front of you crosswise. And you had 11 tables there. Sofen v'darim. Now, we're soon going to have a problem. Remember, every table was 2 hours long. The table had to be on the right side of the room. if the table had to be in the right side of the room. So according to the room was 40 amas long, so you have 10 tables, that makes it 10 times 2 is 20. Okay, it's perfect. You have 20 amas, each table was touching the next table, you came right to the midpoint. So you have them all on the north side of the room and the northwest side of the room. Fine. But the Rabbi Shimon Lazar had a big problem, because the width of the room was only 20 amas. All the tables had to be on the right side of the room. It's often. If you have 10 tables, or what do you have now? 20. It took up the whole entire room. And the Gemara have a problem with that. Plus, how did a Kohen walk into the Rosh Kodosh? You had to jump over the tables. I remember a few times, what we call Simchas Teder, they had tables all over the place to protect the people. Sometimes they forgot to remove the table, or didn't move it in time for the Rebbe. They had to jump over the tables, to get to where he davens. But the Kohen, you know, how would they expect the Kohen to do this? Especially on Yom Kippur, he's fasting and he's this. So first of all, my time the Rebbe, why did he decide that what? Why did Rebbe decide the room, that was the length of the room, east to west? Because he lived from the Noida. Ma Menoida Mizrach Maida, just like the Menoida, the seven candles were east to west. Af Hani Nami Mizrach Maida, east to west. No, it was the length. Umenoida Gufim Non Hazi, no Menoida was east to west. It says, Beni Maravi, Yarech Oysa Aaron Lifne Hashem. You should light it Lifne Hashem. How do you have, in other words, as it should be towards Maidiv? Miklal the Kula Lav Lifne Hashem. One of them should be this, called the name Maravi, should be Lifne Hashem, the rest are not. That means that the Menoida went from east to west, the very western one, the very last one, closest to Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's Neh Maravi. Taisa disagrees. But anyway, but it's a length. Taisa says, no, Neh Maravi is the when you walked in from the east, the first one is called the Eastern Light, and the next one is called the Western Light, because compared to the one, the first one, it's the second. So Taisa holds it's the second candle, and Rashi holds it's the seventh candle, the one closest to Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, if they're all east to west, and all of them are facing the base, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, why? How can you point out one candle more than any others? However, Rabbi Shimon, in my time, he learns from Aron. Ma Aron, south from Vidar. Aron is north to south. Avhani Nami, south over here also, from north to south. He holds that if you learn from the Aron, and remember, you said a minute ago, the Aron was north to south. It was an exception. Rebbe Nami Ligmem Aron. Why doesn't Rebbe learn from the Aron? Very simple. Donin chutz mechutz v'don chutz v'nim. You learn things from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You don't learn things in the Heichel. You should learn the Heichel from other things in the Heichel. You should learn the Shulchan from the Aron. You learn the Shulchan from the Menorah. But Rabbi Zera Shimon and Ligam Menorah. Why is Menorah? Amalach Menorah. Goof it. Something don't have it. I disagree. I hold the Menorah was also north to south. So how could it be a name of Rabbi? All seven candles are equidistant from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Elokseiv Yadachoyz Aaron Lebonav. The Mitzadil was Dudi. He holds. If you look in the picture here, that all six candles, they're not the Menorah. Rashi says is only the stem. The rest are called branches, the kanim. They were all facing the middle menorah, the middle lich. Look at the picture here. They're all facing the middle one, so they're not facing the good. But the maravi, the middle one, that was facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So therefore, says the Ebelazar, I hold the menorah gufa, it was north to south, not east to west. Time we learn, they all face the menorah, seven light kanim, so they're all facing the middle one. Mekan, from here we learn out, you know the best one is? Always the middle one. Rashi holds, Gemara Megillah, we have big machlekes, you have three aliyahs on Monday and Thursday, which is the most chashuv aliyah. So we have one opinion that the middle one is the most chashuv aliyah, because in the middle one you have 10 psukim, 3, 4, 3. The middle one you should read 4 psukim, because that's the most chashuv. So he says, from here we learn out that the middle one is the most chashuv. That's what the Rashi learned. Taisa totally disagrees. He said there are three opinions there. Why? From his right to one. So even though I'm not sure what the problem is. But Taisa learns it means that when three people are walking down the street, the middle one is the most chashuv, and then on the right, flanked by two of his talmidim, the one on the right is next chashuv, and the one on the left is the least chashuv. So the Gemara writes, now let's quickly copy it. It's hard to stop here because right in the middle of the year. East to west. If you learn east to west, right? That means the length of the room. The room is 40 amas long, so the northern half of that room, the western half of the north is 20 amas. So you have 10 tables in the length. It can all be there in 20 amas on the second half of the room on the right side. The tables were lined up from right to left, so only and it took up 20 amas. The whole room was 20 amas, so the only half it was on the right side, the other half on the left. So question number one is another thing. In the case where it's the length of the room, it's impossible the tables mamish should take each table 2 amas. There's always a little bit of space between, so it would be 20 amas and a bit. It's not a matter. You have a big room, and we call it as if all was in the northern, as in the forward part. But if you learn that that was right to left, there were walls there. It's impossible to put exactly 10 tables in the 20 amma space. You know, the tables, there's a little bit of space between the tables. It's impossible, number one. Number two, Vesu Kainim Echavaila, how do Kainim cross all the tables? Vesu Matsinu Heishul Chan, the Badar, come out five tables on the left side of the room, and they'll show be on the right side of the room. Vesu, and here I have a question for everybody. Shulcha, the Moisha Hechamanichle. It's not 10 tables, it's actually 11 tables. Even according to one who says it's from east to west, if you had 11 tables lined up, 11 is 22 amas. 22 amas, it means two amas, one table is on the wrong side of the room, according to everybody. So the Gemara. So that's what I'm saying right now. Time meich lemadom and mizrach ma'ariv namishu the Moshe Chacham Manoch. It's a question. Everybody, what are you asking on him? Elo mi savru? Who told you the chad dar? Who told you it's one row? Have it today, darling. There were two rows. Look over here in the picture. See the picture? So if you hold mizrach ma'ariv the length, you see right here. There were two rows of five, and Moshe was in the middle. No problem. So it took up 10 amas. 10 amas problem. According to one east to west, again two rows of five. So that's 10 amas. So again, it's the right side of the room. The room is 20 amas. You have two rows of five. That's 10 amas, and Moshe in the middle. Perfect. Bish the Gemara. Now I have a problem. Pukvaket. Bish back to Gemara. Bish the man domet tzaf medarim. That's the length of north to right to left. Shapit. Everything makes sense. No problem. Why? Because the room was 10 amas. You have 10 amas to play with in the length of the room. So you have 20 amas to play with the length of the room. So you have your one row of five tables, which is 10 amas on the right, and you have Moshe, and you have to have a space. You have to have a space of 2.5 amas in between. We just learned before that two kohenim have to stand there by to remove the bread and everything else. So you have plenty of room. You have 2.5 amas from the wall to the first row, 2.5 amas from the first row to Moshe, 2.5 amas to Moshe there. The whole thing took 10 amas, but the room is 20 amas. Midpoint is 20 amas in length, no problem. Elamando Mizrach Ma'ariv got a big problem. The one hole that was the length of the room east to west, and the tables comes out. And remember, the width of the room was only 20 amas. If the width of the room, and everything had to be on the right side, you only had 10 amas to play with. I got a problem. Merdi Shulchan Kamen Moshe. How far was the table from the wall? 2 hours of machzor. So you had the first row was already. If you look in the right picture on the top of the page, the first row was 2.5 amas away from the wall, right? The amma did day. The table itself took an amma, so you have 3.5 amas. Then you had to have another space of 2.5 amas to Moshe's table. So 3.5 and 2.5 is already what is already 6. Then you had to have 2.5 amas of Moshe to there. 6 is already 8.5. And Moshe's table took an amma, so that's 9.5. And then the table took an amma, so you have 10.5 amas. You have 10.5 amas, but it has to be on the right side of the room. You follow? You had to have a space of 2.5 amas between each side of the table, and the tables themselves took up an amma. So you have 2.5, 1, that's 3.5. And then you have 2.5, that's 6. Then one is Moshe is 7. Then you have 2.5 is 9.5. And the table is 1 is 10.5. To the end of the table, okay, you can have kohenim standing on the side of the room, but you have 10.5 amas. Doesn't work. The table is amma. The tables took up a 0.5 amma on the south side. Says the Gemara, Mi Savra, who told you that Shulchan and Moshe Bahadayu? You decided that Moshe's table was sandwiched in between. Yeah, sandwich between the Yosef. Loi, the middle lay. You removed it, you raised it, umanachle, and you put it, umitzilu purta, and you moved it. Look at the picture on the bottom here. You see how Moshe's table is like a Rebbe, Kitalmud, Yisnei Rabbi. You have this class, and the Rebbe sits up front. So therefore, you made this massive space, 2.5, 1, 2.5, 1. If you move Moshe's table a little bit forward, remember the room was 20, the midpoint is 20 amas, you have plenty of space to work with. You move Moshe's table a bit.
Drawing them one time, they're facing different directions. One is east, west, one is north, south, according to this picture.
Yeah, very good.
Yes,
yeah,
so the way the article does it.
Yeah, the chayit is wrong. It should be the same way, yeah. Oh, you have also.
No, but I'm saying this.
Look, Moshe's table.
Mine's
yeah. Okay. Very interesting. Yeah, how did the printer make such a mistake? Anyhow, that finishes the sugya.